TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and it is Friday, May 18th, 2012, which means you are locked in on another episode of Pregame Radio. Thanks for rocking with me. 347-857-4302 is the number. You know, you guys been hearing and seeing a lot of me this week, and that's just a little taste of things to come. Pregame Radio, we have launched the All Bars Radio Show, hosted by Nikki Bars and Angel Love, and you know, I'm just in the background pushing buttons and, you know, stuff, helping the ladies out. So check them out Tuesday and Thursdays right here on Pregame Radio. That's 347-857-4302. So shout out to Angel and Nikki Bars and the whole Old Bars movement. And also, I got a little surprise for you, and I'll keep that under wraps, but I've been making moves as busy as I am and everything, and I'm not going to front. It's all overwhelming because it's coming at once, but this is just a testament of the hard work I've been doing, the support I've been getting from you guys, as far as the listeners, the artists who send stuff in, even the Pregame Radio staff. It's through all that hard work, all that support, that, you know, we're able to blow up. And like I said, I'll let you guys know exactly what it is I got going down in a little bit, but y'all already know how we do it here on Pregame Radio. We love to throw back. We love to kick it old school. So y'all already know what it is, and we'll be right back after this.
To the light beating, you can either dance or just have a seat and listen to the weighing. What I am displaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. So all the party people that absorb is my info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am a info maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like you make a cardigan. You won't be fighting the ill and you just be partying down with the funky sound with yours truly. Original B-I-Z, I mean, okay, I was the E and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show. As long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 As a B-I-C-M-A-R-K-I-E-N, I go for what I know do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock to make the ladies feel me shout. I'm bound to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no chapper, always have a fawn. And when you hear the Biz Markie, I get the jaw done. Yes, I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E-N, though that's me. I got the stutter step to keep in check, my speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter, rooftop, Dean Square, and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even I put a word fit at Javits Center. Part in the way that I be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I say that your own mind don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. Look on it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why I'm. You need a coupon to catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. But how I hip hop on the mic and like, make it cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using. But in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front. Come on and admit you was thrilled. Chill, your heart was fulfilled. So respect the architect as I begin to build. Science and my reliance is the palm of rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it. So let's go to lap.
Cool.
Drop.
pregame radio, 347-857-4302. You already know we in the time machine right now, going back in the time. Hit me up. Let me know what some things that went through, went down for you guys during the week. And also, I can't go any further in the show without paying homage and showing respect to the late, great Donna Summer, who passed yesterday morning. So, rest in peace. Big shout out to her daughter, Brooklyn, and the rest of her family. And let's just remember, like, you know, she definitely paved the way for a lot of these divas and people out now. So if you guys know about it, of course most of my listeners don't know about Donna Summer, so quick history lesson, right? She was known as the Queen of Disco in the 70s, excuse me, during the whole disco era. You know, she put a whole lot of emphasis, a whole lot of funk, a whole lot of sass. She brought a whole lot of that stuff to the game and elevated it to another level. So even when disco died, her music and her legacy and just her overall presence still resonated and still, to this day, was going. So, like I said, my rest in peace to Donna. Some of my thoughts and prayers go to her family. But we having fun. It's Friday night. Let's get it in. Pre-game radio. We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho. Stay home. Ho. cool.
Yeah, we're here. Pre-game radio. Excuse me, 347-857-4302. We're here doing the damn thing. Hit us up. You know, like I said, we in time machine. I may extend a little bit. Got a whole bunch of new music to lay on y'all. Like I said, I still got an announcement to make as far as the future, the fate of Brooklyn Black and Free Game Radio. Don't worry, nothing bad. You know, I just want to build suspense. So definitely keep rocking. Once I announce it here, of course, I'll put it on my Twitter and Facebook. So can't no one say they ain't know. You know what I mean? But we got a whole bunch of stuff. You know, it's Friday night, like the last song just said. You know, hope you guys are out having fun. For all those who are in the New York City area, preferably Brooklyn, Manhattan, even if you're in the Bronx, GX Media Network Entertainment is having their supporter appreciation party going down tonight at Bamboo Lounge, 24 First Avenue, between East 1st and East 2nd. Like I said, it's free admission. It ain't free drinks, though, but free admission. Go there, have a good time. I would be in the building, but, you know, I missed coming and doing pregame radio, so I just came to do that. So if you guys go there, hit up Deuce to Privilege and tell him I said what's up. We also got some new music from Deuce to Privilege also. Big shout out to him. Now, you know, he got a feature video on World Star Hip Hop, over 8,000 views in under 48 hours, so that's definitely a big move right there. Him and the homie J-Rels and Two Pistols with the Knockout joint. I may even hit you guys with that, if not later on tonight, definitely tomorrow, so you guys can check it out and see what you think, all right? But I've got, you know, a couple more throwbacks, and I'll start laying on the music. 347-857-4302. It's Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black. I'm at the helm, and I'm back, kid. We'll be right back.
Jump Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize, I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new ref. In your heart and mind, never forget you, Seth Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat, a holy. Beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And for the people, sing it.
Go, 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 go
coming back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the Crip Plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph, plus gives enough laughs. Read my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
Your man Brooklyn Black at the helm. Before I get into some more music, I just had to go and give you guys some news. Tennessee man is in talks with the court into getting a break in child support. Hey, happens every day, right? Here's the kicker. And here's why I always stress at the end of every show, whether it's my show, All Barb Show, Real Talk, Be Lucky Me, any show, I always say, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. It's not just, you know, to prevent STD. Of course, that's common sense, but that's to, you know, for the unplanned pregnancies. Because this man goes by the name of Desmond Hatchett of Knoxville, Tennessee. Mind you, he is 33 years old, but he has 30 children. He has fathered 30 children, and they hit him for child support now. Since this man divvied up for child support, since his wages are being divvied up against between 30 children and he's only making minimum wage, some of the mothers only get at the most $1.50 a month. So, you know, it's just kind of a shame. And the homie Desmond, he definitely should have been wrapping his tool instead of being a fool. And, you know, and what was even crazier, he had in 2 years. He had 8 children out of 30, you know, so that's pretty much his thing. And the crazy thing is you would figure he would have older children. His oldest child is only 14. So it was definitely from back to back to back. And these are 30 children between 11 women and one guy. All right, so like I said, please, fellas, you know, you guys are out at the club. Y'all out partying. You're drinking. Ladies are drinking. It gets hot. It gets heavy. Trust, I know you get caught up in the moment, but if you don't want to end up like this dude here, please just stop a second. It only takes 1 second, you know what I mean? Put it on. Ladies, come on, y'all beef. Y'all say, yeah, you're having a child's one thing, but, you know, they don't want pregnant, get all big and stretch marks, so you don't get that, protect your clam. Come on. You know, let's wrap up. Let's be smart about this, people. You know, let's just keep it, you know, be fruitful, multiply. But damn, I don't think it was meant for you to have a football team, you know what I'm saying, at once. You know, a lot of people say, yeah, I'm at my own starting five, and, you know, but once you start hitting double digits with the children, you know, now you're becoming you're a breeder now, you know. And, like I said, it's uncalled for because now it's just unfair to the kids. You know, some of the mothers only getting $1.50, and you're only making minimum wage, so it's not like, you know, you're getting hit for $1.50, but you're taking the kids every day and you're buying this and you're buying that because you can't. They take half your check, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. Let's break down some mathematics real quick. Grab your calculators. All right, grab your calculators. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it with y'all. You know, let's just so, you know, we got everything cool and copacetic. All right. Now, the man, he works a 40-hour job, and like I said, he works at minimum wage. Now, minimum wage, and which I found out recently, is the same thing across the board all 50 states, unless it's a Commonwealth state, i.e. Virginia, California, because they pretty much make their own laws and bylaws and things like that. But the national minimum wage rate is $7.25 an hour. All right, now put that on a, you know, like I said, multiply that by a 40-hour week, and this is before taxes, ladies and gentlemen. He'll come out with $290 a week. Now, since they hit him per month, let's multiply that by four. So we're going to multiply that by four. That gives us a grand total of $1,160 a month that he makes. Now, the state of Tennessee takes half of that. So let's divide that. You know, let's divide that by two. That comes. So the state of Tennessee, before this man gets his check every month, because remember, we did about a month. So every month, he walks home with $580. That's what he walks home with. Now, a couple of mothers get $1.50. So let's just round it. Let's say they all get an equal share. So let's divide $580 by 30. So if all 30 children were getting the same amount per month, they would be making $19.33. Now, everyone knows that's barely a pack of Pampers. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this old kid is 14. So, you know, the kid, he's going to want the new sneakers, the new Jordans, X, Y, Z. You know, he's going to want all that, he's going to want all that cool shit. But, you know, Pops is only making, you know, minimum wage and so on and so forth. So it's not really going to work. But anyway, 347-857-4302. I just figured I'd hit y'all that little news brief real quick. You know, so like I said, fellas, wrap your tool, man. Gonna get another throwback. I'm going to slow it down. A little R&B. You know, we in a little festival mood, but still something nice, and we'll be right back.
I'm never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, 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 never get it.
Get it, and you know it's hard to even think of a women group after En Vogue, even after Dawn left, because they were still pretty much a a force to be reckoned with in R&B. And to this day, there hasn't really been a group who actually, you know, did it and held it down like En Vogue does. So big shout out to all the women of En Vogue. And I hope they still look as good as they did back in 92 and stuff, you know. 347-857-4302. Pregame Radio, Man, Brooklyn Black. Brand new days, 2011 Pregame Artist of the Year. Music, you know, some, you know, new stuff. This is his Killer Flu joint. And the craziest thing is, after he released this track here, someone, you know, took it upon themselves to make a fake page and really straight just try to destroy his image and defame his character. And it was just crazy because I even seen it. They came and they tried to add me and everything. It was a real crazy fiasco, but it's been handled. That phony account has been removed. But here it is, Killer Flu, because it's obviously people get sick when they hear this. They get sick, and they get sick with jealousy and envy, you know. But, yo, man, it's all love. It's all respect here. But big shout out to the homie Dave's GSD Movement, Miss Mandy. Big things, Miss Mandy. Please definitely tune in. Check her out. And we'll be right back on Pregame Radio.
Yo, now are you capable to go against the king? I dare you make a move quicker than a cheetah, but I'm striking like a saber tooth. Shut your body down like a PC, disable you. Got a couple gigs, but there's no room to save a fool. Understand, I live it, I did it, and still doing it. And now you wanna mimic and minutes, you just ruined it. Now you just a traitor, a hater with no flavor, a straight perpetrator. Don't ask for no damn favors. I gave you the gimmick, you still live with. I told you you the one, now you done, you straight slipping. You violate the code for some pussy they been hitting, then violate some more, unlimited set tripping. You frontin' like a genius, run around with my vision. Put you out of commission, a permanent intermission. This is just the beginning, I always handle my business. GSD, how I do it, you stupid, you never fit in. Can a young nigga make moves anymore? Tell that DJ, get off my board. You get no love, you not no boy. You got no wins, you straight up lost. I put you down with the team, now I gotta embarrass you. Talk about hoes, I'm all fucking embarrass you. With your mixtape, I'm all fucking embarrass you. Stop riding dicks, don't make me fucking embarrass you. You know what you be doing, fantasies you're pursuing. Watching my every move so you can copy and do it. Are you really that stupid? Thinking this shit is cool, bitch. I tossed a couple dollars, I bet she suck on a new dick. Why you making me do this? She's the reason you clueless. Forgot about about your family. Turn your back on the movement. You just a follower, not the leader that I influence. You got me aggravated, you turning it to a nuisance. Now you getting me ruthless, cause you know what the truth is. I said it to your face, your fate is the exclusive. You said you needed a break, wait, no more excuses. Why triple drop six mixtapes before June can? Matter of fact, I give you permission to go and use this, cause I know your new mixtape got old music. I know you wasn't ready for this, and now the whole world know that you really a bitch, nigga. Can a young nigga make moves anymore? Tell that DJ, get off my board. You get no love, you not no boy. You got no wins, you straight up lost. I put you down with the team, now I gotta embarrass you. Talk about hoes, I'm all fucking embarrass you. With your mixtape, I'm all fucking embarrass you. Stop riding dick, don't make me fucking embarrass you.
What you thought, you was gonna get away with all that bullshit, my nigga? Nah, man. I see you dick riding, motherfucker.
Hit that killer flow. Time is ticking, nigga.
Yeah, pre-game radio 347-857-4302. That was the new joint Killer Flu from Days 2011 pre-game artist of the year. 347-857-4302. Hit us up. We're here doing the damn thing. So, you know, y'all already know, just keep rocking with us. You know, we just doing a big shout out to Carlos Rashad, Mike D. They've definitely been bringing some R&B, you know, to pregame radio via All Barb Show. So I'm definitely going to be showing support, showing love, you know, so we can definitely do the damn thing. But definitely, as we rocking and we keep going, there's still other things to talk about. And big shout out to the Indiana Pacers. They're definitely doing the damn thing, holding it down. Spanking the Miami Heat, and I'm not even watching the game anymore. You know, my Knicks didn't make it. You know, they didn't really play ball like they should have been playing ball, but that's neither here nor there. I'm still a Knicks fan, tried and true, orange and blue. Y'all already know how it go, right? But if the Pacers can knock off the Heat, man, send them home, I'll be a happy camper, man. Street Game Radio, 347-857-4302. As we keep going, it's 10:40 right now. Like I said, if you guys are in NYC, you definitely wanna hit up the party going down to Bamboo Lounge over on East 1st and East 2nd. So definitely go there, show some love, support to my homies over at GX Media Network Entertainment. So let's just do a damn thing. We'll keep it moving. We got some more music coming up for you guys in just a second. But, matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to hit y'all with my announcement now. Underground music label Business Minds, or BMZ, they're starting up, and they have hired your man, your dog, your homie, Brooklyn Black, as their vice president of A&R, or, you know, talent relations, however you want to call it. But I am that guy. I am the label's go-to between them and their office. Also helping develop and bring in talent, you know. So all of the artists who come through here, please note I am paying attention. You know, I am looking at you guys, you know, watching your movements. If I play you, I do see what you do on Twitter. I see what the moves you make on Facebook, you know. So don't think I just play a song and that's it. You know, I'm carefully looking at you guys, seeing if you guys have a fit with the whole BMZ crew. So big shout out to everyone over there. Meno, Mukta-ish, you know, and it's a real great thing. It's a big, big honor for me, and I'm just real humbled, you know what I'm saying, because you guys know I'm no rapper. I don't sing. I don't make beats. I do none of that. I just have a authentic, genuine love for hip-hop, R&B, the whole movement, the whole culture, you know what I'm saying? And I started pregame radio, truth be told, on the humble, on a on a whim. I had free time. I wanted to do it. Bam, boom. I did it. And two years and a month later, pregame radio is one of the most sought after network shows, you know, as far as indie underground artists, as far as hip hop, even reggae. You know, they come and they definitely try to get with us, cause you know we about something. I definitely try to do what I can to get the best of the best, the creme de la creme, so to say. And I do everything that I can to help propel them. And honestly, I ask for nothing in return but the love and support that I gave y'all. You know, y'all support me, y'all rock with me, I support y'all, I'ma rock with y'all till the motherfucking wheels fall off, you heard? But I want to put you guys on to some of this R&B real quick, all right? Big shout out to the homie Carlos Rashad. He called into All Bars and he sung live on air. And like I said, that was never done. We had a whole bunch of freestyles and spoken word, but we never had someone sing on air. So big shout out to him. Big shout out to Mike D also. You know, so it's definitely a great thing. Let's get into this caller. Last four digits, 3543. What's going on? You're on pregame radio with your man, Brooklyn Black. What's up?
Hey, what's good, Brooklyn Black? This is Carlos. Checking in.
Carlos Shaw, what's good, man?
Man, I'm chilling watching this game, man. I heard you a little sad about your Knicks.
Yo, don't even start with me, say.
Yeah, man, just checking in, checking out, just listening to the music you playing. Like to hear, you know, fellow underground artists on the scene. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt. I'm about to spin one of your joints in a minute because, you know, last time I spun one of your joints, you know, you had the ladies here on the show. They was all fanning themselves and people hitting me up on the Facebook. Ooh, yeah, he sound good. You know, people on the Twitter hitting up Nicky Bars and, yo, who that singing on All Bars Radio? So you already generate some type of a buzz, you know what I mean? And definitely later on, I'm going to have to bring you here on my show and really put you out there and show people, you know, that the genuine art of the R&B, the actual thing of song, is still alive and well. It's not a whole bunch of the doomy stuff. Not to take away from the current R&B artists who actually still do their thing and hold true to the art, but
definitely,
the ones who are not, you know, doing it, just doing something just because, it's the auto-tune wave or it's the crazy beat type of wave or whatever, and they just put something together and it really doesn't make any sense. But since the guy looks nice with a shirt off, you know, the girls are going to go buy it, you know.
Yeah.
So I definitely tip my hat to you. I salute you, everything you do. But before I even get into it, just tell us about the number one excuse. Just give me the whole premise behind that.
Number one excuse, it was kind of, you know, a party type joint, just a feel good type joint, you know. You out with your crew, know what I mean? And you just, know what I mean, you feeling good about yourself. Getting white boy waste. You got a few drinks in your system, just feeling good. So that was where I came up with it. You know, but I got this exclusive joint, me and my homeboy AOK on the track. We just recorded it. I'm rapping and singing on there, and he rapping on there too, and that joint crazy. So that's gonna be on the mixtape that come out in August too. So we'll be making some moves.
Everyone, please sit back, buckle up. If you're with your lady, snuggle up with her. You know, I'm about to hit y'all with some Carlos Rashad. You know what I mean? And right off the bat, my head. You know, next best thing since Raheem Devon, and you heard it here first, and we'll be right back.
Good life with bad bitches. Number one goal, cash getting so low. I'm just trying to make it. Nothing handed out, so I gotta take it. Rush you nigga, like I called a blitz. Try and stir the game up, nest quick. Going all out. Best trick, here to stay, I hope you get the next one. My crew, realest niggas in the room, you only live once, the number one is you. I'm so drunk I can't taste it, day and night we get white boy wasted. White boy wasted, day and night we get white boy. looking like a fish, I hope that you can swim. Women hanging off my arms like a new jacket. In the telly, cut her up like Hugh Jackman. Wolverine, you know the deal. Tell your friend that she can join, so I know it's real. It's my year, living a high life. In my soul, twilight. Yeah, we on the road like new tires. Y'all niggas suck, vampires. Back away, cause the niggas still shining bright. Fuck around and get left, my niggas try and get it right. I'm double notch, you kinda tight. Bars like a Klondike. Shawty give me head, I just say get in my mind right. Flyer than the steward, it's the shit like manure, bitch. Rolling in the whip, rims bigger, cooler, looking shit. My crew, realest niggas in the room. You only live once, the number one is you. I'm so drunk, I can't taste shit. Ain't there we get white boy wasted. White boy wasted. Ain't there we get white boy wasted. I'm so drunk, I can't taste it. Ain't there we get white boy wasted. Straight shot, no ice. Drinks on the house, satellite. Cool, I'm so drunk, I can't taste shit. In the club, white boy wasted. Getting fucked up, hell nah, I ain't chasing. Living life fast, hell nah, I ain't pacing. Shooting for the stars, call me Big Dipper. Trying to take off like the clothes on a stripper. Only thing that matters is the color of a lizard. Green, get it, then I'm sharing with my team. If it's mano, imano, I'm going at your sling. Niggas try and block like a wide receiver screen. Could never hold me down, I'ma shine like Sheen. Never will I lose, niggas getting demolished. But they don't understand, like niggas speaking Ebonics. Till I'm going at your ass like new jeans in a wallet. My time, no excuse. Going at niggas' heads, shampoo. Remember when my days was great, no goose. Till I let the light in, sunroof.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio, that was the homie Carlos Rashad with number one excuse. In the club, white boy wasted. He is in the building. That was just, you know, that's just, you know, because I don't club, I don't party, but, you know, I like to have a good time, and that's one of the joints definitely I would put on the my iPod Member 3 player so I could bump, you know, chilling, you know, so I could definitely rock with that. Once again, Carlos, please, let the people know how they can follow you and keep in contact with you as far as collabos and things like that.
Y'all can get in contact with me on Twitter at Carlos Rashad, KarlosRashad. Now, I mean, I'm down to do collabos. Now, I mean, I get on anybody's track. It's nothing. I'm just trying to get my name out there, you know. So y'all can do that. You can email me at Carlos.Morgan, K-A-R-L-O-S. Morgan at yahoo.com. I mean, just hit me up with a track or ideas, and we can rock.
That's what it is. And like I said, people, please keep it locked. Keep paying attention with us, because Carlos Rashad will be back. And I'm even going to be opening up another section of the pregame approved artists for R&B. You know what I'm saying? So I might as well even do that. So keep following the homie Carlos Rashad, because he got a lot of good stuff. And like I said, he's going to be kind of like the next Raheem Devon. I bet, yeah, he's the first Carlos Rashad. You heard what I'm saying? Carlos,
yeah,
good looking
yeah.
All in the coming through, man.
No problem, man.
All right, holla at me, dog. It's pregame radio 347-857-4302. Baltimore Sun, what's cracking, man? What's going on, brother? You know, chilling, You were like 30 seconds past my announcement, but don't worry, I'll do it again because I'm real amped about it. BMZ Records, a.k.a. Business Mind Records, has just acquired the services of your man, Brooklyn Black, as their vice president of A&R. So I'm real...
Congratulations, man.
You know, I'm getting there. So the artists who come through the pregame radio, I was saying, you know, I got to come correct, because now I'm looking to see who artist fits the mold with the whole BMZ crew, and of course, I could just go and help with their career like I've been doing since pregame radio started. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. That's major so, right there, man.
It's major for me, you know, and it was humbling at the same time, you know, because I was just straight humbled when they even came to me with the offer, like, look, you know, we see what you're doing, XYZ, we would like to bring you out. You know, I was just like, what? Me?
Shoot.
I'm like, you know, you could have got anybody, but, you know, and they could have gotten anyone else for this position, but they came at me, and, of course, like I said, I applied because I rock for their moment. They're from Brooklyn. You know, I'm from Brooklyn, so it's a good thing, and whenever Brooklyn people get together, and they put it towards something positive. It's definitely a good thing.
That's hard work pay off, man.
Yeah, that's just what it is. And like I said, it's just real, real humbling. It's a real humbling experience. But don't worry, there will be more things. And shout out to my Twitter that's just going crazy right now. But it's definitely a good thing. And like I was telling you guys, Baltimore Sun will be heading up to one of the new pregame radio morning shows. We'll definitely let you guys know when that's going to be premiering and everything like that. So he'll be bringing you, you know, some flavor early in the AM before y'all go to work or, you know, depending on where in the world you're at, when you're coming home from work or leaving the club or whatever. So you guys are going to be hearing a lot more Baltimore Sun, a whole lot more pregame radio, you know what I'm saying? So it seems like 2012, this is, you know, all year to get it going, you know?
I'm thinking so, man. I'm thinking it is.
Because, you know, your second album's coming.
Yes, definitely.
You know, and I see, you know, of course, you can never really drop the Baltimore out your name, but I do see you walk around as Mr. Esther Wynn. And for those who don't know, that means you guys haven't been rocking with pregame radio. That means you haven't been rocking with the homie because y'all know Sun is shining over negativity. And what other rappers are going to say, yeah, they're trying to shine over negativity. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I'm still representing Baltimore everywhere I go regardless. You know what I'm saying? It was more of a branding decision that I had to make. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. And also, I just got to give a big, big, big shout out to the homie Lord Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, that's the homie right there.
He's definitely doing the damn thing. I just want to give a shout out to everyone out the DMV because even our newest co-host, Miss Angel, from the All Bars Radio Show, she's repping Baltimore. You know, so the DMV is heavy here with pregame radio. Like, we show love to DMV. The DMV loves Brooklyn Black, so we just keep it going, you know?
That's what I told you a long time ago, man, when you first had me on. I was like, you know, for Baltimore to get that love from New York with our history, that's big to me. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa.
And you know how we do over here. It really doesn't matter, but it's good that you're here because we got new music. You know, like I just played the new Days joint.
Okay.
And I'll even run that back because that joint was straight fire. Like, that shit literally had somebody sick to the point where they had to make a fake account of him and just
try to play his
character.
I saw that.
You know. Like, he released this track, the Killer Flu track, on Wednesday. Thursday, this account comes. And also by Thursday, it shut down due to due diligence of Days and his team and even with pregame radio because I had to let the people know, like, yo, that's not my homie.
Right.
Those are not his words. You know, there's a phony going, there's a hater, but also I had a good conversation with the homie Days. So I said, look, that's just a testament to show that you were doing the right thing.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit. Somebody made some fake pages, and I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, you know, and me, it's like, yo, you really must be an ain't shit person to feel. You have to make a profile. It's not even like, you know, how people have the parody accounts on Twitter or things like
right.
that where they just say fun. It's just one of those that you're just slandering the next man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
You know, can I even ask, I say, yo, did you kick somebody off your team recently? Did, you know, like, if someone had to join, he was like, yo, all I did was put the track out.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. But,
you know,
like, you know, like you say, that, I mean, they listening to what my man's saying in order for them to be so upset you know, that they feel the need to do that. So that let them know he's relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, people are really getting sick, you know, and I'm going to get into it right after this joint right here, just so you know exactly the caliber of bars that he came with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get into it right after this check right here. And it's pregame radio 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, you know, Mr. Sun over here. You know, he's on his grown man. Shout out to the grown man crew out there in Japan holding it down. He's on his grown man, so he's Mr. Sun now. You know. But we'll be right back.
Baltimore Sun. Lower Baltimore,
Lower Baltimore,
Brook Love,
Brook Love,
Hip Hop,
Hip Hop,
Chill.
Literally, the sun will be ripping for eternity, huh? Until the day the Grim Reaper wanna bury me, huh? I'm engaged to the game, she wanna marry me. The strain to reach the level of fame, and don't worry me. The game is in need of some change, it's trying to hurry me. Fine, show me the door so I can turn the key. Learning me's a journey, be verbally burning, be serving heat, but still there's some things that's concerning me. I don't do it for money, I make memories, huh? Making sure when I do it, you'll remember me, huh? Sun is the name, I'm running the game. The legend spitting flames, Ortega is one in the same. Fans, please understand that I ain't praying, I sign. I'm from a crab town and this clown snake in my climb. Spitting sublime, stating how they hate that I shine. But I'ma be here forever, so they wasting their time, uh-huh.
No bars, it's sort of like a sedative. I'm so Baltimore the way I shine over negative. The home of the crab and these niggas will pinch you. But when you crack that shell, all they talk is yellow stuff. Everybody hating on the guard, but 95% of these rappers is mad fraud. When you see Big Law next time at a show, make sure you wear some real nice frames. I got glow. Yeah, from Baltimore, west side specifically. But out of town, niggas ain't taking my city seriously. But when I go abroad, that love is so amazing. And real recognize real, we keep tracks blazing. Body more reached out, now we got stamina. It sounds real nice, rocking beats over Canada. His story is my story, classic. So hate all you want, we gon' still rock the best.
Yeah.
Runs in my veins, the way I keep it simple and plain, I strike with impeccable aim. DDS, I'm the designated spitter, lyrical Charles Dutton, forever rocking you.
Yo,
niggas.
Yo, it's the Baltimore Sun, coming live and direct. A lot of skills that I possess, but I can rhyme to you best. Soul to soul, side to side with the vets. On the line, I put my neck for hip hop, cause I'm a rock to my death.
Game Radio, that was Mr. Shining Over Negativity featuring Law Baltimore with the Essence. I just dig that joint with the vocals and everything. You know, that's just my shit, but don't worry, I still got you. One more time, Dave's Killer Flu, and we still got more tracks to hit y'all in the head with, and we'll be right back.
Now are you capable to go against the king? I dare you make a move quicker than a cheetah, but I'm striking like a saber tooth. Shut your body down like a PC, disable you. Got a couple gigs, but there's no room to save a fool. Understand I live it, I did it, and still doing it. And now you wanna mimic and mimic, you just ruined it. Now you just a traitor, a hater with no flavor. A straight perpetrator, don't ask for no damn favors. I gave you the gimmick, you still live with. I told you you the one, now you done, you straight slipping. You file
violate the code for some pussy they been hitting. Then violate some more, unlimited set tripping. You frontin' like a genius, run around with my vision. Put you out of commission, a permanent intermission. This is just the beginning, I always handle my business. GSD, how I do it, you stupid, you never fit in. Can't a young nigga make moves anymore? Tell that DJ, get off my board. You get no love, you not no boy. You got no wins, you straight up lost. I put you down with the team, now I gotta embarrass you. Talk about hoes, I'm all fucking embarrass you. With your mixtape, I'm all fucking embarrass you. Stop riding dicks, don't make me fucking embarrass you. You know what you be doing, fantasies you're pursuing. Watching my every move so you can copy and do it. Are you really that stupid? Thinking this shit is cool, bitch. I toss a couple dollars, I bet she suck on a new dick. Why you making me do this? She's the reason you clueless. Forgot about your family, turn your back on the movement. You just a follower, not the leader that I influence. You got me aggravated, you turning it to a nuisance. Now you getting me ruthless, cause you know what the truth is. I said it to your face, your fate is the exclusive. You said you needed a break, wait, no more excuses. Why triple drop six mixtapes before June came? Matter of fact, I give you permission to go and use this, cause I know your new mixtape got old music. I know you wasn't ready for this, and now the whole world know that you really a bitch, nigga. Can't a young nigga make moves anymore? Tell that DJ, get off my board. You get no love, you not no boy. You got no wins, you straight up lost. I put you down with the team, now I gotta embarrass you. Talk about hoes, I'm all fucking embarrassed. With your mixtape, I'm all fucking embarrassed. You stop riding dicks, don't make me fucking embarrass you.
What you thought, you was gonna get away with all that bullshit, my nigga? Nah, man. I see you dick riding, motherfucker.
Hit that killer flow.
Time is ticking, nigga.
Yeah, that was today's Killer Flu. And you know, if something gets played twice in the same show, it's crack.
Yeah, that joint vicious, man.
Yeah, it was vicious. I was like, yo, somebody really felt hurt about that, you know? Somebody really,
Days and did it, he didn't struck that chord.
You know, somebody really got in their feelings off of that track right there. 347-857-4302. We're back in the building. Like I said, we still got more music. Here's the new joint from Miss Roxy Blue. Big shout out to Miami. This joint here is called Lonely off one of her latest projects. You know, I haven't heard it yet, so I'm real anxious to see what it is. But Roxy has yet to let me down, so I already know it's going to be hot. And we'll be right back on pregame radio. Big shout out to everyone out in the DMV once again. Y'all showing me mad love, and I love y'all too. And we'll be back in a second.
Nod your head like this shit real smooth, you know. You just gotta be on your grown and sexy, and you know, like really just think about the shit that you've been through in your life. On it. It's Roxy Blue, bitch. Yeah, four walls, low voices in my head now. I lay alone.
Yes, this is Pregame Radio with your man, Brooklyn Black and Baltimore Sun. Before anyone says anything, I'm going to say this. Never, not even as I try to recall right now, have I heard a female MC take a sample like that and straight rip it. Never in my life have I heard that type of beat, like something like that. You would imagine, let's see, on a camp, like a cam track, or even a old Beans track, something like that, you know. But never have I heard a female rip a beat like that in my life. What about that? What you think, man?
The beat was vicious. Of course, that's the first thing that caught, you know, that caught my attention. But that flow, she was smooth with that joint. I definitely go for that. Yeah, that's serious.
Let's get to this caller right here. Last four digits, 8050. You're live on Pregame Radio. What's good?
Black, what's good?
Hi, Roxy. I didn't want to shout you out, so I just called your number out. What's good, baby?
Yo, I just want to say thank you for always looking out. Like, I'm busting my ass at work, you know, and then I see a tweet coming. I'm like, oh, shit, oh, shit, I got to call in. I just want to say thank you, man. Thank you.
It's no problem. Come on, Rox. You know we always rock it with you over here. You know, and like I said before I even played the song, you have yet to let me down on a track. So as long as you keep bringing all that, we are good money. But thank you for taking time out the work schedule and checking in with us, rocking with us. You know, you've been rocking with us a lot this week, and I love it.
I know, man. You know, the whole all bars, you know, we got something going on. So, you know, I had to, you know, Nikki's like one of my best friends. So I had to show some love for her because you know how she likes to ramble and shit. So I'm like, I'm going to listen, critique, and get your shit together. I'm not going to be doing this all the time. But, you know, I'm definitely holding y'all down. Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, all bars movement. This is a full effect.
Yes, this is what it is. But, you know, one day in the near future, I got to have you back. You know, just to catch up and interview and things like that, you know, just to catch up with you. Because even the first time you was here, you know, you was here on a ladies' night, so I wasn't even in the building.
I know. I remember that night.
So the next time you come, I will definitely be here, and it'll definitely be an event. So
I mean,
we'll
I'm down any time of day to pick me up, and even if I got to take a lunch break, I'm on it.
Hey, I make sure, you know, at least it's on your day off or something. You know what I mean? You know, because I don't want you doing that. But once again, Roxy, thank you for checking in. Thank you for rocking with Pregame Radio, because you know we rock with you, too. We go back like old seats in the Cadillac, girl.
Well, I love all y'all. Kisses, mwah, you know. And I'll be in Miami next week, so y'all come check me out down there as well.
Oh, snap.
Going back home.
Yeah,
you got to go back home.
And I just want some brand new shoes that I can wear to the video, so I ain't got to worry about wearing Nike flip-flops and socks.
All right.
We got
some
shoes. We're going to put it in the budget. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your shift, all right?
You too.
Oh, man, yo, and that's just love, you know, to just call in and be, you know. It's definitely a great thing, man. So Baltimore Sun, what else is new on your side of town, man?
Say that again. I'm Brooklyn Black.
I said, what's going down on your side of town? What else is popping out in Baltimore, man?
Oh, man, I'm just, tonight I just got finished. I had another interview. I actually just wrapped it up, like, right before I called here. But now, for me, I'm heading back home. It's been a long day. For me, my work day started at, like, 6:30. I got some stuff coming up in June, man. We got some shows that we're about to knock out and everything like that.
Well, it's definitely a good thing. And did you hear about the dude in Tennessee, man? He's trying to get a break on his child support because he has, you ready?
He has
30 kids between 11 women.
He has 30 kids.
Between 11 women.
Wow.
And now here's the thing, like he is paying, you know, he was paying his child support, but, and I did the math a little bit earlier, he's making minimum wage. And it's not even that all 11-year baby mamas are getting the same amount. Like, some of them only get $1.50 a month. You know, so that's why I always say, you know, we always preach, yo, wrap your tool, you know, please, just, you know, because you don't, because no one wants to end up like that dude, you know, 30-plus kids trying to have to just give them a break on child support.
Right.
Wow. And that's what I was able to say. I was just like, wow. Once I read the story, that's just not even cool. You know, and what's even crazy about it, the dude is only 33 years old.
30 kids.
He's only 33, and his oldest kid is 14.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a dead shame, and I know, you know, you're a father yourself. So I couldn't even fathom to imagine, like, as a father, like, yo, 30 kids, like, how do you have, because I know you barely have time for your two.
Yo, 30, that's ridiculous, man.
You know.
These girls still messing with them, man.
And like I said, they still messing, because some of them, they got, like, three or four with him, you know. And in 2 years, he had 8 kids in 2 years, so it's like. You know,
where was this at?
This is in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Because they ain't got nothing,
you know,
going on out there.
I guess not. Like, I guess all they do is make babies and drink whiskey. You know, but, well, we got, like I said, we got new music from the homies A-Squared, the UMA 2011 Duo of the Year. So definitely big shout out to them. Big shout out to the Swave Gang. And also, I'm even also slated to do a couple of the pregame approved mixtapes through the Swaveland label. So Brooklyn Black is real busy for 2012. You know, I got the, you know, I'm pretty much an artist on the Swaveland label. Then I'm VP of A&R with BMZ. I also do my work with GX Media Network Entertainment. I do my work with the All Bars Movement. You know, so I'm like stretched all over the place, but I love it, and I get a rush, and I feel some type of way when I go a day and there's nothing pre-game radio related going on in my day, you know what I mean?
That's how it should be, man. That's how you know what I'm saying? You already know that's how you get to the position where you at, because you stay on your grind.
Yeah, and real soon I'm just going to be there, and to the point where pre-game radio is self-maintaining, self-sufficient, running on its own. And I can do this program, and I can expand, and to the point where we already have a global audience. But I'm trying to have solar systems and shit, you know. So it's definitely a big thing for me. It's definitely like I said, a good look. I'm real anxious to start to get to work with other artists, even the artists that they have on their label, and get some projects out, you know. So I'm real anxious. I'm real ready to do this, because I was even up in the studio with them for like a good couple hours the other day, just watching them lay tracks down. So it's definitely a good experience. And if you've never been to a recording studio, even if it's somebody's basement with a mic, a speaker, and some equipment, even if it's one of those, get to the studio and just be there, because that energy, the energy in the studio, that's why when, like, a lot of artists say, yo, it's when I get up in the studio and I hear the piece, I now understand what that means. You know, I really, 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 really understand that feeling. Like, I know that energy that surges through y'all when y'all get up in there, that energy that surges through y'all when y'all hit the booth and y'all hear that beat through the headphones. I know that energy now.
So that's
it, man.
Even if they ain't in the music, I'm recording,
and
they need to go in there and check it out, man, so they can see how it go down.
Yeah, so, and I'll even go far. Yo, you can't say you are hip-hop, you love hip-hop, or you're down because you've never been in the studio. Even if you don't rap, but if you've never been in the studio and seen
and seeing the masterpiece, see a song come together, and see the work that takes to do a 3-minute song. People think, oh, I could do a 3-minute song. No, it doesn't take 3 minutes to do a song, kid. A three minute song can take a couple hours.
You're right.
That's why if artists comes and they send me like a 1:50 freestyle, I know the work that went into that 1:50 freestyle. So it's all good. Let's get into this new joint from H Square, Casanova. Big shout out to the homies Hood and History. Also Hookah God, Punch Loken, Cash Mugger. Big shout out to you guys. And this is Casanova on Free Game Radio. We'll be right back.
Baby girl, I'm an asshole. I'm a liar, I'm a cheater. As soon as I meet them, I bag them, then I beat them. I might wine and dine ya, get flowers, you get familiar. But baby, I'm an asshole. I'm a liar, I'm a cheater.
I am Trini.
Listen,
baby, I'm sorry to break the bad news. In all honesty, I'm really not a bad dude.
Really not.
I was born with this wave in my DNA. No need to persuade you to see that I am that dude. Now you getting attached, you need to let go. You knew my relationship status from the get-go. You knew a relationship ain't what I'm trying to get to. Talking about you know the deal, why you still upset though? I'm an asshole according to your girlfriend. Bagging them and tagging them, that's just how my world spins. You know how the waves go, chickens flocking every night. If they play their cards right, I'm plucking them that
very night.
You was riding, talking all of the freaky stuff. Hiding was exciting, you said you like the sneaky stuff. Now it's a problem, cause you getting comfortable. I told you from the beginning, history was uncomfortable.
Girl, I'm an asshole, I'm a liar, I'm a cheater. As soon as I meet him,
as soon as I
bag him, then I beat him.
I'm sorry, it's in my blood.
I'm buying wine and dine ya, get flowers, you get familiar.
Ancient sensation.
But baby, I'm an asshole, I'm a liar, I'm a cheater.
Baby, you the one. I'm the Boosie and it's Chicken Coop. It's time to have some fun. Back then, hide and hump, always got a sprung. I've been casting over Hood ever since I was young. Baby, what it is. Shorty swaved up is how I live. You had a broken heart when I'm trying to play nice. But I told you from the start that I'm down to lay tight. Apprentice to the plumber, gonna be a long summer. Bambi in heat, well, I'm trying to be a thumper. Smooth motherfucker, yes, I get it from my daddy. Smarts from my mama, getting brains from baby mamas. Committed in relationships, they still give it up. She in need of a ride, backseat of my truck. Strapped on, strapped tight, she in for the best night of her life. Waved up, friends looking nice.
Baby, I'm an asshole, I'm a liar, I'm a cheater. As soon as I meet him, I bag him, then I beat him. I might wine and dine ya, get flowers, you get familiar. But baby, I'm an asshole, I'm a liar, I'm a cheater. They gon' be dancing over.
Yeah, we're live back, pregame radio, 347-857-4302. Your man, Brooklyn, back, Baltimore Sun in the building, just here vibing. You already know what to do. We in the building. It's all real lax and stuff. You don't get all amped until, you know, one of the women staff members, the women folk get up in here. You know, it never really get crazy. You know, once the fellas are here, it's real lax, you know. They get, you know, get amped. The callers come through and they get all crazy and all that good stuff. But it is what it is. You know, we love the ladies at pregame radio. Big shout out, Ag, Tasha B, Lady Steel, Oli, of course, our newest members, Nikki Barbs, Angel Love. I know the list goes on, even to my people who are behind the scenes, Miss Putty Pie, Shane Hopeful, the homie Knowledge. Like, it's the list goes on. I know I just mentioned the dude when I'm talking to the ladies, but the list goes on, you know, and I just am humbled. I'm grateful for all those who are just rocking with me. While I do this thing, while I take this journey, all those who are coming with me, even those who are like, you know, the shit talkers and whatnot, you know, the haters, the naysayers, you know, because, and even Baltimore Sun can attest, there's been a lot of other shows, you know, that
right.
didn't stand the test of time, and pregame radio is still here, so it shows.
Still here, still standing strong.
You know, and pregame radio came, we came up before some shows, we came up after some shows, and we're still here. And we will continue to be here, bringing you some of the best stuff you ever heard in your life. You know what I'm saying? But let's see. I know we do have more new music from Deuce the Privilege, actually. Shout out to Deuce the Privilege. You know, he done blew up. He done got us doing parties with Beanie Siegel, Fred the Godson. He got videos on World Star Hip Hop and shit. You know, so he's up there now. It's hard to get in contact with that dude now.
Yo,
you know, big shout out to him.
I gotta pick it up to NY and party with y'all, man, soon. I gotta make it up there soon.
Man, you just let us know you get up here, man. You already know we get it good and we have some fun and we just chill and we'll show you that not everybody in New York are mean assholes. You know what I'm saying? There's some chill people out here. You know, despite what people may say about New York City.
Right.
You know,
same thing about Baltimore.
And we stick together.
Same thing about Baltimore, except we don't stick together, but, you know.
You know, but see, we in New York, we stick together. Like, there can be somebody in my block or somebody in there I ain't got no love for. But if that person is in a jam or somebody messing with them, they know, they can look at Richard and they see black there.
Right, that's real stuff.
You know, I believe Pac said it best when, we may fight amongst ourselves, but I promise you this, we'll burn this bitch down, get us pissed.
Right.
That's pretty much how it is over here in New York City as well. You mess with one, you mess with all of us. You know. But here's this new Deuce Privilege joint, No Church. Big shout out to him. I definitely dig it, and we'll be right back.
I'm fly in all states. These red bones, my new kick. That red bone, my new chick. My new whip, exclusive. Actually, as we do this, BK made me. Haters don't faze me. Swag so wavy. Born in the 80s. If you don't know, network be the team. Hands through the speakers and see us on the screen. I set my goals, create a plan. Break down my thoughts, pen in my hand. Yeah. Thinking I'm a beast, three businesses, two websites and magazine. That's me.
Listen, stepped out the womb, no struggle.
Nah.
Had moms, had pops, still chose to hustle. Running wild pit bull with no muzzle. These cold streets, frenemies won't hug you. It's in my enemy, friends turn to enemies. Still sinning, but I'm winning, God forgive my evil deeds. My net niggas running this game, 2K. Cause we here and we gon' ball, 2Pay. I'm in the zone of my own, yeah. Crowded room, but I'm still so alone.
Okay.
Sitting on the top shelf, go broke, I'm cooking up top chef,
yeah.
Lead the way for me. Swift will let it spray for me. Please clear the way for me. Go against me, much blasphemy.
Cause it's lies on the lips of your peeps. Telling you that it's love when it's beef. Now you watching for them and police. Knowing that they knowing where your mom sleep. But you still do your thing in the street. Knowing that you settle things like a G. Network, work it out how it be. Moist dog, stretch it out to some G's. Now I could've said Mills, but they ain't me. I keep it 100 to some keys. And still keep it blunted till I sleep. And I rent Brooklyn till I see.
I.E. Y'all already know. Big shout out to homie Deuce, the Privilege GS Media Network, ENT. Doing a damn thing. Wish him a whole lot of success. Big shout out to the Swayback Cupcake. You know, we don't tweet and talk as much as and as regularly as should, but when we do, she always, you know, she gives me some words of encouragement and things like that. So big shout out to her. Let's get into this caller right here. Last four digits, 0379. What's going down? You are live on Pregame Radio with your man, Brooklyn Black, and Baltimore Sun on my right. Who's this?
What's up? This is Queen G.
What's up, Queen G? What's poppin'? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just calling in to support for my boy, Baltimore Sun. I'm calling all the way from Cali.
Yeah, that's my girl right there. What's up?
Okay,
what's up? What's
it's
up?
It's like that 3 o'clock over there. Not even 3 o'clock. Eat something over there now.
It is 8:30 over here.
Okay, okay. So we got the early evening, prime time over there in Cali on the coast.
What's good?
That's
how,
right.
How are you looking out there?
Oh, it's hot out here. The booty shorts are out.
Oh man.
Now, okay, so if the booty shorts are out, like, do they deserve to be out, or do they need to be, like, wrapped in, like, a skirt or something?
No, you know, actually, I got to give it up. Kelly got some of the most beautifulest women that can rock that. But then, of course, you also got a few that you got, you know, you want to say go back home and change, but I got to give it up. My ladies be fly out here.
The ladies, you know, I just have to throw that in, but it's crazy because last night on the All Bar Show we was talking about fashion do's and don'ts for him and her for spring summer 2012. And I don't know what they do out in Cali, but out here on the East, the most of the women here, they have a real big fondness for wearing Uggs in 90 degree weather.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do that no more. That's out of style.
Oh, it's out of... Okay, so all the ladies tuned in from New York and Cali, Uggs in the summertime is played out. Follow suit. Keep them in the wintertime. I don't care if they were made to soak up the moisture. Your feet still smell like old bacon.
The wintertime, right?
90-degree weather. Because also, in Cali, mostly everybody drives. So you didn't see nobody walking miles, like some of y'all girls in New York be doing the Uggs.
Unless you live in San Francisco, Oakland, then you're walking. But if you live anywhere else in Cali, you're driving.
So they can do that because why? They in their car with the AC, so they can hop out and be wearing Uggs in 110-degree weather and they feet don't stink because they not sweating balls.
Hey, while so we speaking of L.A., while we speaking of, well, nobody said L.A., but we said Cali. I heard that them Lakers about to get thrashed tonight.
Oh, yeah, they are. You know, I'm not a Laker fan, but, you know, I'm a Celtics fan. I'm sorry. I love my California. I love the Sacramento Kings, but they're whack. They need to step it up. Lakers, never been a Laker fan. I'm not a Kobe fan. Sorry. What? I wish somebody else would win this year.
They will. Don't worry about it. Hey, Dad, go ahead and shout out your artist while you on.
Yeah, like, shout out your artist because, let's set it up and get them on here.
All right. Well, I manage an artist by the name of Gnome Nomad out here in California. He's about to drop his mixtape June 1st called Mad World. If you want to check him out, follow him on Twitter at Gnome Nomad, NOMENMADD. Check him out. Check him out on Facebook, facebook.com/GnomeNomad as well. And if you want to get in contact with me, check me out at QueenG2U, T-O, letter U. Check me out. I got a lot of stuff coming up. I also have a clothing line for women coming out, just like my boy Baltimore Sun over here. We on that fashion right now.
hey, Brooklyn Black.
He's
vicious, man. I'm gonna have to put you up. I'm gonna have to post a couple of his videos in pregame. Matter of fact, Gabby, you in pregame on Facebook too. You gotta post a couple of the videos up. Is this one?
Oh
joint.
Yeah, no doubt. We have we did a video called Vicious with up to 20 different artists from California, some of the dopest artists from out here, you know. It was one of the dopest videos where we have 10,000 views right now. It hasn't even been out that long. We have some of the dopest underground artists I mean, that have been in the game underground for like 20 years now. So, I mean, we have a lot of artists that have a lot of stuff going. So, I mean,
and you can't forget about the video when he had the two girls in there with him too. That was a pretty.
Whoa, there's a video with cute girls.
That's the one I was talking about.
The video called The Good Good.
you're gonna have to send that, you know, because, you know, I hear cute girls and a video and a song with that name, like, yeah, I gotta get up on that Good Good. Come on now.
I wish we would have posted the uncensored one, but
you can post the uncensored one in pregame radio. You can post
it. I don't think
people
are ready for that.
Hey, well, we definitely Brooklyn Black. That's definitely one of those dudes, man. You know, down the line or whatever, man, that you want to have in, man. He, that boy, dope, man.
So big shout out to the homie Nomad. And in case you didn't know, it's NOMEMAWD. Did I get that right, Queen G?
That's right. That's right.
You know, so follow the homie on Twitter. You know, get him on Facebook. And follow Queen G, too, because it sounds like she got a whole lot of stuff going on. And she in Cali, so, and she said there's a lot of good-looking women in Cali, so she's in Cali. So I know she's, you know, she's working on some, and she's looking good while doing it. So definitely, definitely show her love and show her support like I do me. You know, she's cool in my book. She's official. So please hit me on the Twitter. Follow the show, pregame_radio, and we'll definitely be networking, going back and forth between the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll give a one last shout out. I got to shout out DJ Symphony.
Shout out to DJ Symphony.
That's the homie right there.
That's Raekwon's DJ. So, got to give it up to him. Mad props. He got a lot of stuff going on. Independent unsigned artists, check out Radio Invasion. Upload your MP3. He also has Viral Mondays, where you can upload your videos for free. Get your music played. Get people to listen to you.
Hey. We do it for free over here too now.
Hey, I'm not knocking. You know, there's so many outlets that people need to know about these outlets, and stop thinking that, you know, ain't nobody supporting artists. You know, there's tons of people like yourself
about it is,
that are supporting
the game, the industry. The business, however you want to call it, it's so saturated with people who are just in it to make the profit and not really concerned about the art. So I understand it because, you know, I talk with a lot of artists. Like, I have a lot of artists who are good friends of mine, Baltimore Sun included, and they'll tell me, they're like, yo, I'll be trying to get up on this, but just to do it, just to get them on a collab, they want 600 and yada, 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 and everyone's out to make a profit, and they're not even concerned about coming together and putting out a good song or putting out a good radio show or making a good video. They just thought whatever is the quickest way to make a buck.
Right.
Plus, also, you know, not a lot of artists don't mess with the people that's really showing them true love. You have to have a name, or, you know what I'm saying, you got to have some type of people co-signing what's going on in order for people to take a chance. And me, I love to show love to the people that show love to me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm all about. So, you know, of course, Brooklyn Black is my homie. Of course, Symphony is the homie. And it's a million and one other, you know, stations out there that do the same thing. And I got love for all of them.
We got to show respect for artists like Baltimore Sun that, you know, promote positive
hip-hop. And I ain't even
paying
her to say this, Brooklyn.
You ain't gonna say that. You sure
did,
man.
No.
Nah, you gotta show people like Baltimore Sun, artists like him,
that
have that positive. Because you know what? As a woman, for me, sometimes I get annoyed just to hear a song. I'm sorry. I know he's doing his thing, Waka Flocka. I get annoyed to hear all
man,
the negativity.
Waka Flocka is just as bad as Michael Richards calling in and saying nigga 5 times on the show. We cannot say Waka Flocka on pregame radio, okay? Now, we can say everything else. All right, now, here's my thing with Waka Flocka, all right? He's so commercialized and mainstreamed, which takes away from his talent, if he has any. Like, the last time I actually heard a Waka Flocka track was a couple years back when he first came out, and every third word was Waka, which turned me off, so I stopped listening to him. Maybe he elevated his game since then. I don't know.
That's
but I'm just totally
the best song I've
off.
Ever heard him on, and I don't listen to his music, was Short Bus Shorty.
And see, I ain't never even heard that.
No, that was so the spoof they did on YouTube, the cartoon, with, like, him, Gucci, and one of the, I don't know who the other little boy was.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Mm-hmm.
That was the best song they ever did together. They ever did. Short Bus Shorty.
So that's definitely what the thing is, but it's Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Baltimore Sun, and of course, the lovely Queen G is here with us, and I got some more music. Actually, I got some more music from my new employers, the BMZ crew. This is G'd Up, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, fresh in the flesh, looking cold in the hooker's heart, BMZ about this bitch, you feel me, Brooklyn?
Yeah, BMZ back.
Yeah.
Keep some fast food goods, yeah, you know that.
No, no.
Just plain boiling the whoppers, but some Big Macs. We keep snacks, you know that. We going from the dollars to the stack, nigga, and bring it all back. We keep some fast food goods, yeah, you know that.
Just
plain boiling the whoppers, but some Big Macs. We keep snacks, you know that. We going from the dollars to the stack, nigga, and bring it all back.
I only pop at the ones that chose. Hating bitch, I leave your click running like a nose. I'm taking everything, left from froze, perplexed. Take it there, don't make me take your head off your neck. Make it clear, I got to get some shit up off my chest. Fuck DJ Khaled, you still rocking with the best. Cause I'm off that good, I knew once you got paid that you wouldn't keep it good.
We keep the fast food good, yeah, you know that.
Let me get a high five for Wi-Fi. Keep it all in the network. Some hot spots are hot rocks, and we playing in the dirt. Only shot in the pocket to hit me where it hurts. So I protect my money like the government protects the church. Security spots a sucker.
Red alert, red alert.
Middle of the week, he rides the streets in the hearse. I'ma make money. Send it back to a country where the poor are hungry and the leaders are phony. Turn kids to goonies, but not from the movies. Hit the top of the chart, they might try to shoot me. Fuck with BMZ, we won't make it easy. Mal, Mac, and Triz making noise in the sunny city. And when Macy touched down, shit's gonna get crazy. Marco bring the Vader to the strip party. These niggas acting flashy for the breezy. Brooklyn niggas, wherever we go, we acting greasy.
We keep the fans too, yeah, you know that.
Yeah. Man, sweeping land
time, time to make it better again.
I need time,
time to stack up my end.
I need time,
no time for them haters and them so-called friends to your lady.
I need time,
time to wash all my sins.
I need time,
time to spend with our kids.
I need time,
the band, the whole Sway Gang, yeah. I need time for this right here.
Sway Gang in the building,
one more time, let's make fucking still. Mr. Wheeler, dealer, Mr. Deadline, Mr. Abbey on the road, redliner, see me on the stage, headliner, yeah. Group is getting finer and finer, watch getting shiny and shiny, wife me in the bed, quality time with her, yeah, you know. Never know if I'ma see her again, cause any given second your time could end. I'm like a family man on a deadline, make sure the kids fed before bedtime, all my family straight before I flatline. Hope this deal goes smooth, no bedtime. And Lord, please bless these tracks and they squared on top when it's way for attack. I need time, time to make it better again.
I need time,
time to stack up my end.
I need time,
no time for them haters and them so-called friends.
I need time,
time to wash all my sins.
I need time,
time to spend with our kids.
I need time,
the fam, the whole Sway Gang, yeah. I need time for this, right?
Yo, it's
here.
Time to get this money, but this money comes with tragedy. Every time I open my eyes, I see it passing me. Lay a nigga down for this Wave Gang family. Punch low, cloud nine, I'm floating on gravity. Time is running out, and these niggas trying to clap it.
Yeah.
Load up the four fifth, I gotta call the faculty.
Fifth.
Yo, I'm about to go to war, y'all niggas no match for me. Wave Duck G, I lay you down like a mattress.
Yeah.
Time is running out, and these sirens starting to get to me. Heart beating fast, fuck that, pass the Hennessy.
Yeah.
I'm about to show you why this Wave shit is enemy. Pop in the booth, man, all I said is energy. Bouncing off the walls, patterns getting into me. Ride around BK looking for my frenemy. First they be your friends, later on become your enemy.
Bro.
Fuck niggas, die slow, this time shit is enemy.
I need time, time to make it better again.
I need time,
time to stack up my end.
I need time,
no time for them haters and them so called friends. See ya later.
I need time,
time to wash all my sins.
I need time,
time to spend with our kids.
I need time,
the fam, the whole Sway Gang.
Time isn't promised, but I guarantee that I'll use mine to get where I gotta be. If I'm not out spreading the swave like jelly, I'm in the stew with the swaves of heat in my celly. Day to night, the sun coming up already. Go home, shower up my unborn belly, then it's back to the den again, back to the grind. Full speed ahead like I'm running out of time is money, but you know I never waste mine. But you could lose yours if you try to take mine. They say good things come to those who wait. So imagine what'll come if you pick up the pace. In case you didn't know, Sway Gang till I D.I. Brooklyn born, so I'm born to do it B.I. Maintain my sway, none of the drama shit. I'm here to make history like my mama did.
I need time, time to make it better again.
I need time,
time to stack up my end.
I need time,
no time for them haters and them so-called friends. See ya later.
I need time,
time to wash all my sins.
I need time.
Time to spend with our kids.
I need time.
The fam, the whole Sway Gang, yeah. I need time for this. Right.
I need time.
Time to make it better again.
I need time.
Time to stack up my end.
I need time.
No time for them haters and them so-called friends. See ya later.
I need time.
Time to wash all my sins.
I need time.
Time to spend with our kids.
I need time.
The fam, the whole Sway Gang, yeah. I need time. Cause this, oh, yeah.
wait a minute, my bad. And it was the whole time I was gone and my mic wasn't even on. once again, I have to, once again, shout out Greedy Buddy on Brownsville, Tennessee, showing love to the Swave Gang. Also, like I was saying, pregame radio spoken word is going down next week, Friday and Saturday. So all the artists who want to get down, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook. And we'll definitely get you when they get the slots filled. So you come in, you know, share your poetry, your spoken word, your thoughts, your whatever you're feeling, and share them with us. Also, tomorrow we got Fly Guy Rome coming through. See if he can join the ranks of A Squared, Baltimore Sun, and being pregame approved and all that good stuff. And once again, here's Z Swag with Cash in the Air, the only female pregame approved artist rep in the Midwest. So she's definitely holding it down for her area. And we'll be right back to wrap things up. But in closing, just fellas, y'all don't want to end up like that hatchet dude from Knoxville, Tennessee, with 30 kids and 11 baby mamas. So don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. You don't want to be one of the 11 getting $1.50 for child support. So don't fall for the scams. Protect your clan. And as always, don't drink, don't drive. Arrive alive. We want you pregaming with us, you know, tomorrow and the times after. And, of course, All Bars Radio will be back Tuesday. Real Talk Lucky Me season finale goes down Monday night. So there'll be a Monday slot opening up for another pregame radio spinoff. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And also, please, yo, follow your dreams. And if you think, you know, your ideas or whatever, they'll never work, please just look at me as a reference. You know what I mean? Pregame radio was just on a humbler, a random idea. Now look at us 2 years strong. We're one of the most sought after shows for the underground indie circuit. You know, and things like this just happen. Just work hard, you know what I'm saying? Put your goals into action, like the homie do superlative state. Think, plan, do. You know what I mean? And don't let nobody tell you no. You know what I mean? You've been told no millions of times in your life. One more time would never kill you. If anything, it should motivate you. You know what I'm saying? The word no is my gasoline to keep my vehicle going, you heard? And before we get up out of here, I got to just play this joint for my homie Freako. Big shout out to the whole TGO fam. This is Seen It All before we run up out of here. And it's pregame radio. And also, big shout out to my, once again, to my greedy butt in Tennessee. Stop running into the walls, all right? And I love y'all, and we out of here. See y'all tomorrow.
In 25 years, I thought I'd have seen all. Then in one short year, homie, I'd have seen more. My life is like a sitcom, it changed with the season. They copying my old swag, looking at the reruns. I got high with the best of them, fly with the rest of them. I'm sorry, but I'm just not impressed with him. My mama tell me every day, son, I'm proud of you. I do what I want, you do what you allowed to do. And girls ain't always being nice when they smile at you. They flying all the way to settle for $100 too. That's why I rep that, M.O.B. respect that. I'm about my motherfucking C.A.S. Sound it out for me. One pie split in four, round it out for me. Back to large amounts, homie. It's real simple, you ain't got a thing hard. Look up to me as your dad, off from a graveyard. Now take that little chain off. Cloudy stones disrespecting your jewels like Adolf. And to my haters, I still gotta thank y'all. Blind man can see I'm that deal, Rachel.
If I could see it, I could reach it. If I could reach, I can achieve it. Achieving it all. If I could see it, I could reach it. If I could reach, I can achieve it. Achieving it all.
I seen it all growing up in the slums, man. Almost lost my life, thank the Lord, that's a gun jam. Drug dealing, prostitution, boosting. East Riley trying to stop the shootings.
Seen it all.
Seen niggas get their weight up and they cake up and down. 625 in the wake up.
Seen it all.
Seen loyalty vanish and niggas break up. See the world through the eyes of a great one.
Now I done seen niggas turn bitch when the fella rallies come. See niggas switch to tight jeans from the baggy one. See the white folks take over Lennox to Madison. He was scared, that's why I wasn't on the track with him. I seen a half a brick all bottled up night. Seen with the head from a model in a slut light. Seen niggas take hoes, turn to a housewife. Seen it get dark for niggas after that 4 pound light. Mills nine, but I seen thousands. Missed a few shots and rebounded. Up north, I seen mountains. I seen a shot come from point blank range. But my chapter then, and I seen a brand new page. Same hustle, just some brand new ways. Niggas swag be absent like my high school days. The game no stops, the players do change. Stop your blood clot crying, shout out to Screwface. If I could see it, I could reach it. If I could reach, I can achieve it.
Achieving it all.
If I could see it, I could reach it. If I could reach, I can achieve it.
I seen it all growing up in the slums, man. Almost lost my life, thank the Lord, that's a gun jam. Drug dealing, prostitution, boosting. East Riley trying to stop the shootings.
Seen it all.
Seen niggas get their weight up and they cake up. And down 625 in the wake up.
Seen it all.
Seen loyalty vanish and niggas break up. See the world through the eyes of a great one.
They say love is crazy.
Yo, when I come home with laughs
forever.
Right now, just in the nasty flicks,
nasty letters.
See you in the VI room
with the loonies.
Yeah, you my bottom,
but you a goonie.
Money on my books,
commissary piled up,
collect call picked up.
Every time I dialed her,
our love is set in stone.
She represents for me.
Come home, rolls for her,
in the vent for me. Sat up nights in the cell,
knowing she meant for me. Anytime I called on a visit,
knew she sent for me.
I could have been left alone,
but she rode out,
so our love is set in stone. What?
Together.
I know, but I started grooving, you know, and we're going a little bit over time, but check this one, and I'm out here after this one, I promise, all right, and this is just one time for Big Papa, because I'm Brooklyn Black, and what's more Brooklyn than Big? Peace.
Come here.
mouth? Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't talk with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What?
Shutdown sequence.